FM, your local station, live from the heart of Balito. Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. You're on the morning show with Mike in the Morning and accelerating you towards the weekend with the show proudly brought to you by Accelerate Security Services. And right now, accelerating into another cool chunk of chat, a cool interview for your Friday. And I told you we'd be giving you the lowdown on what's hot on the property scene. And look, we don't play games, yeah? We get the experts in the house. And today, on your Friday morning, I've got two of the best of the best from the, well, according to the recent Simbiti Property Awards, the best real estate agency on the North Coast from Remax Dolphin Realtors. I've got Stephen Frizzell and Cameron Andrews in the house on the microphone. Stephen, Cameron, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning, Mike. How's it going?
Great to have you, man.
Good morning, Mike, and good morning to your listeners.
Hey, you guys look like you're ready to tackle Friday. How long have you been up for? You? How many coffees have you smashed already?
Three from Yoli's already.
Good man.
Done and dusted.
The life of an agent. Look, there's been a lot of celebrating in the Remax Dolphin Realtors stable because, as I mentioned, some recent big news on the awards front. We're going to get into that in a second. But let's just quickly take a temperature reading on the current condition of the property market, and maybe Cam, can you kick us off and give us a little précis? What is it looking like?
Yeah, definitely, Mark. It's I think if we look at it from an overview standpoint and just holistically, the national market's definitely experiencing a bit of a cooling off period at the moment. We've definitely seen a sharp increase in the interest rate over the last 18 months, and it's kind of affected the way the market is heading the direction it's heading in. The Balito market, though, is still standing strong in terms of, obviously, developments in the area, the stock holding value.
Yeah.
And, yeah, basically just the general consensus of people wanting to move down to this coastal region.
Well, that's the thing, you know, you look at the big picture, that sort of national picture, but Balito always tends to kind of buck trends and do its own sort of microclimate thing. And look, bottom line is, someone's always going to be winning. You know, whether it's if it's a hot market or a cool market, it's either a buyer's market or a seller's market, right? So right now, things cooling down. Does that mean, you know, I'm just going to wrap my layman brain around things? Would that mean it's sort of heading towards more of a buyer's market?
Yes, definitely, much definitely so. So we've had, it's 10 interest increases in the last 18 months. So you've got properties coming to the market that were essentially bought at the low end of the interest rate. When 2021 we were record low of 7%, and now you're looking at back to pre-COVID rates. So
it had to happen.
Eventually going to happen, and we've definitely seeing the market shift in towards the buyer's market.
The pendulum swing. But yes. Look, be that as it may, property has still been moving. And Steve, tell me about the really stellar news from this recent Simbiti Property Awards. What was the outcome there?
Well, Mark, Remax is accredited on the estate of Simbiti. And in my opinion, Simbiti is probably the number one estate on the North Coast at the moment. And that's based on demand from clients.
Yeah.
People want to be in Simbiti.
It's the blue chip standard.
Absolutely. I think in the old days, Zimbali was sort of number one, but I think that pendulum is swinging more towards Simbiti now. That's my personal opinion.
Watch the phone line start blowing up after this.
And that being said, Simbiti had their awards yesterday, and the awards for the agency that sold the most houses on the estate in 2022. And fortunately for us, that was Remax. And Mark, we also won it in 2021, so we've got 2 years running. So anyone out there looking to sell their property in Simbiti, Remax can certainly help you in that regard.
you know how to get the results. The results speak for themselves. And look, we've had these recent interest rate bumps moving upward. What's that effect been like from your perspective? I'm talking about like on bond repayments, general effect on the market. What's your perspective, Steve?
You know, like Cam was saying earlier, we sort of hit a low of 7% during COVID. And during that year, we actually had our best year ever at Remax.
Wow.
You know, people climbed into the market. I think also COVID had the effect of people working from home and really understanding that they needed to change the environment, because their current situation didn't actually work for working from home with kids, etc., etc. So if you actually had a bond of 2 million rand at 6% over 20 years, your bond repayment was 15,500 rand a month.
Okay.
Okay. And your total repayable amount would have been about 3.7 million for the term. Okay. Since then, it's gone up to 11.25%.
Sure.
And that same bond that was costing you 15,500 rand is now costing you almost 21,000 per month.
That's a significant escalation. Yeah.
And the total repayment has also gone up probably 1.6 million on the capital amount. So what we're seeing in the market now is, and it's just the beginning, is the sort of lower end of the market, sort of below the 3 million mark, where the guys sort of took out bigger bonds. They're coming under pressure, and we are seeing some properties coming onto the market with the reason being the extra 5 or 6,000 rand a month is actually unsustainable. We need to sell.
So you're seeing this kind of trend starting to materialize now. And there's always, as I say, there's always going to be an opportunity for someone. So if you're in the position now where you're offloading, you should be talking to the experts from the Remax Dolphin Realtors family. If you're now looking to take advantage of the fact that there is new stock, new inventory entering the marketplace, again, who are you going to call?
And Mark, you know, because Belito is such a hot property, I almost say Belito is immune from South Africa, just because everyone's coming here from all over the place.
Yeah.
You're going to find the opportunity to buy a property at fair value now. Now, previously, the guys were asking too much because of the demand. So if you are looking to buy, now's the time to do it, because you're going to get a property at fair value. I'm not saying you're going to get it for cheap because it's still Belito.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can get in at fair value.
And I think that move, certainly from a buyer's perspective, is only going to be welcome because, yeah, as you say, things were reaching exorbitant and inaccessible prices, and it was making it very difficult to break into this home-owning environment. Let's be honest, there's also lots of exciting new stuff on the cards, new developments breaking ground and coming online, and let's look at some of those. Cam, what are on your radar at the moment?
Absolutely. So, I mean, we're aware of your Zululamis and your Setons in terms of, I would call it almost the established developer new developments, because they've obviously been around for a good 2 years or so now. But what we're finding now is we've these little boutique developments that are popping up that are kind of bridging the gap between your premium high-end estate and the guys that are coming in a little bit lower than that.
Mm.
So entering the market, you've got the options like something we're really passionate about at the moment is the Sheffield Villas in the heart of Sheffield on the corner of Gale and Kyler Road.
Yeah.
It's brilliant product offering, double-story townhouses, 8 units, so a small development, coming in at 3.995 million, inclusive of VAT, 4 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, plunge pool and a nice house garden. So if you're not quite in the same or ready to jump into your established MBTs and the developing Zululamis at that price point, you've got an option as well.
That's really interesting. Obviously, that boutique development model is something that we're going to probably see more of in the future, hey?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think just in terms of the rental market as well, where it's at the moment, because the interest rates aren't where they are, those guys that were first-time home buyers that were buying it at 7% are now potentially going to look to offload if it is a bit too much pressure. And then the rental market, we're seeing a bit more demand on that side. So these kind of price points at 3.995 are really good in terms of the buy-to-let model as well.
You see, now you're getting the picture, and you're getting it from the team that really understands this local North Coast property market, Remax Dolphin Realtors. And if you pop online, remaxdolphin.co.za, you can check out what hot featured properties are on the map right now, as well as some great news and advice articles. And your experts in the field on the microphone right now this morning, Cameron Andrews and Stephen Frizzell. Guys, for anyone who wants to reach out and contact you directly, Cameron, what's the smartest way to make a call?
I think if you kind of want to keep track of what we're doing, and I work in a partnership with Andrea Drews, so we Cam and Team Cam and Dre, North Coast Property Specialist. Should kill me if I didn't mention our team tagline there. If you want to get a hold of us, I think just follow us on our socials, on Instagram, Cam and Dre, North Coast Property Specialist, and the same for Facebook. All our details in terms of cell numbers and email addresses are there. And yeah, get in touch, and we can keep you up to date with any up and coming properties and listings that we're working on.
Super stuff. And the man who's known as Simbiti Steve, Stephen Frizzell, for those that want to reach out and get in touch with you, what's the smartest direct route?
Mark, Remax _ Stephen Frizzell is my Instagram handle. Have a check me out on that.
Brilliant stuff. And guys, thanks for giving us the word from you know, your expert position. Looking forward to connecting again on Radio Life and Style, and keeping property in the spotlight on the local station. What do you say?
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Mark.
Hey. Thanks, Mark. You're a legend.
You heard it, guys. Right here on your station, Radio Life and Style, bringing you back to the music.